This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and I'm very happy to welcome Katie Lance. She is the CEO of Katie Lance Consulting. And Katie is one of the leading experts on how to use the social media to grow your business. And we're so lucky to have you with us today, Katie. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Bernice. It's an honor to be here. I really appreciate it.
So, Katie, you have a fantastic new resource called Get Social Smart Academy. What does that do? And then you're going to give us some examples of some of the best takeaways that your clients are getting through Get Social Smart Academy. But tell us a little bit more about what that does before we do a deep dive into how our listeners can do a better job of marketing their businesses using the social media.
We launched our Get Social Smart Academy earlier this year, and it's basically a great online resource for agents and brokers who are looking to get smarter about how they use social media. It's an online library where they can get access to hundreds of videos and different resources that will, you know, help them with things like Facebook ads and figuring out Snapchat and, you know, how to put together a social media strategy. And so it's just been a great opportunity for agents and brokers to just, again, get smarter about how they're using social media. And, you know, you asked about examples and trends of what we're seeing. I think a big trend that we're seeing is really the fact that social media isn't, you know, it's not the new shiny object anymore. It's something that, you know, agents and brokers really are understanding that there's a lot of value in using social media to keep in touch with their clients, to generate leads, to generate business. And with some of the new tools that are out, like Snapchat, Instagram Stories, Facebook Live, it's really easier than ever for an agent or broker to think about creating content and to think about, you know, having a strategy for reaching out and keeping in touch with their clients. So I'm excited to kind of share some of those examples here with you today.
When you start rattling off all these things and my brain just kind of shuts down, and I know a lot of our listeners feels that way. I mean, okay, Snapchat. I've looked at that. Gee, I have to go build friends on that. That one is like, you know, that's like starting with Facebook from scratch. Instagram Stories, I was kind of excited about. Live streaming, very excited. Could you share kind of how agents are using, you know, those three tools, because they're really powerful tools that are getting a lot of attention now. So Snapchat, Instagram Stories, and live streaming. Let's start with Snapchat.
And what's interesting about Snapchat, I think a lot of people were really hesitant to get on Snapchat because, you know, for a long time it was just a bunch of kids on there. But I think one of the things that people are liking about, and honestly not just Snapchat, but Instagram Stories and Facebook Live, is the fact that the content is live, it's in the moment. You know, when you're taking a Snapchat, it's a quick photo or it's a quick video, and then that content actually disappears after 24 hours. Which is, you know, kind of counterintuitive to so many of the things we've talked about for years and years, like creating video content or creating blog posts. But the agents and brokers that we see that are getting business from Snapchat, the reason why it's working for them is because they're showcasing kind of a sneak peek behind the scenes. You know, they're out and about in the field. They're in the car after they just met with a client. They just went on broker's tour and they're pulling out their phone. They're doing these quick little videos or quick little photos. And it's just showing kind of in the moment. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, Bernice, I think we're really moving toward a place in social media where it's less about everything's perfect, right? I've got the perfect life, the perfect Facebook post, everything's great. And I honestly think we're moving a little bit more towards that authenticity of, you know, being real and being in the moment. And that's why I think we're seeing things like Snapchat, things like Instagram Stories, things like Facebook Live, where it doesn't have to be perfect. But it allows agents to, you know, tell the story of what it feels like to work with them and to be very real and authentic. You know, it's a really, really exciting thing. So we're definitely covering a lot of that in the academy, and it's awesome to see agents and brokers who are just, you know, embracing it. It's funny. A lot of them, you know, they don't have their arms wrapped all around it, but they've got a great attitude of like, you know what? This is where the eyeballs are right now. So let's just go all in. Let's see what we can do, and they're making some exciting things happen.
Now, Katie, in terms of the Snapchat audience, I always think of that as being a very young audience. Are you seeing some shifts taking place in terms of the people that are using it that you're working with?
Yeah, it's still relatively young. You know, Snapchat for a long time was sort of the place to target teenagers. And it's still, you know, very heavily teenagers, but we're seeing it skew, you know, older. It's definitely, I would say, mainly a millennial crowd. So mainly kind of millennial and Gen Y. But, you know, that being said, you know, I've got connections in real estate that are all over the age bracket on Snapchat. So I think a lot of times it's like anything else, you know, age is kind of a state of mind, you know, and I meet a lot of people who are, you know, quote unquote younger and they're sometimes a little stuck in their ways. And sometimes we see people who are, you know, older and have that attitude. I honestly think the people that get the most out of social media, to be honest, they just have a good attitude about it. And they understand that as soon as they sort of figure something out, it's going to change. And that can be frustrating. Nobody likes change. But if you just have a good attitude about it and say, you know what, I'm gonna embrace this. I'm gonna figure it out because this is where things are going with social media. It's just like websites. You know, 10 or 15 years ago, everyone was complaining, "Oh, do I really need a website?" And now, you can't imagine not having a website. So, I think we've sort of turned that corner when it comes to social media. And again, honestly, attitude is everything. It's a cliche, but it's so true, especially when it comes to technology and social media.
You know, it's very interesting. I was interviewing someone a couple of days ago, and they were saying that what Snapchat is, it's something that's very commercially viable because it's easier than sending a text message and attaching a picture. Instead, you do it in one process. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. What makes it desirable is that it takes a step away. So it's actually easier if you're going to send a picture to send a Snapchat to someone who's a friend as opposed to sending a text with a picture attached.
It is really easy. And with Snapchat, basically what you're doing is you're either sending a private snap to someone, like a text message, so that's a great example, or you're adding it to what's called your story. And your story on Snapchat lives 24 hours. And, you know, so I'll just give a great example. One of our Academy members in Chicago, she does a great job. She's out and about Chicago every day. She's walking the streets of Chicago. She's showing apartments. She's showing homes. And she's having fun with it. She's taking little, you know, photos and videos, kind of showcasing the property. She's educating people about, you know, her experiences and the conversations she's having. And it's a great way, you know, for me, obviously, I don't live in Chicago, but I'll tell you right now, if I knew someone moving to that area, or if I was looking for a realtor, she's going to be top of mind because she's providing really great, relevant content day in and day out. And she's giving me kind of a sneak peek into what she does. And it's not just all about real estate either. You know, she's talking about her, you know, when she goes out to a concert or the farmer's market. And, you know, we want to work with people who are more than just business. You know, we connect with people over things like, you know, a great glass of wine or parenting or pets. We connect over these personal things, and Snapchat's a great way to kind of bridge that gap. So it's definitely an exciting thing that we're seeing in social media.
So how is Instagram stories different from Snapchat versus, you know, Pinterest was all the rage a year and a half, 2 years ago. How is it different from Pinterest? So if you can kind of draw the distinction mm-hmm. in those three tools, that would be helpful.
So with Instagram, there's basically two parts of Instagram now. So with Instagram, there's the regular news feed, which, you know, if for anyone who's been on Instagram, you've seen it. It's just photos and videos. That stays the same. But there's a new component of Instagram, which is called Instagram Stories, which is very similar to Snapchat. And basically with Instagram Stories, you can take photos or quick videos. Instagram stitches them all together, and it's this story that just lasts 24 hours on your profile. So, you know, some of the agents that we work with are using both Snapchat and Instagram. Some are picking one or the other. A lot of it just depends on which platform you like to use, you know, which filters you like to use better, and honestly, where your clients are. If your clients are more on Instagram and not Snapchat, then Instagram is going to be more the way to go. With Instagram, there's sort of those two distinctions of the regular news feed and then like I said, the Instagram stories, which is that 24-hour feed. Pinterest is an interesting platform. So I don't think we're seeing as much interest in Pinterest as we did a year or so ago, but I still think there's a lot of relevancy in Pinterest. Pinterest is a very aspirational platform. It's the platform where people go to dream. They dream about their weddings, the birthday parties they're going to plan, and they dream about their home. And home is still one of the top search terms on Pinterest. Where we're seeing a lot of benefit for Pinterest is for the agents that are creating content, specifically if they're creating blog content or video content, Pinterest is a great place to drive traffic back to blogs, back to your YouTube channel, back to your website. So it's a great, great source for referral traffic. It's not necessarily for everybody. Bernice, I don't believe that an agent has to be everywhere. I don't think they have to be on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and Snapchat. I think they need to pick one or two that they really like and go all in with those.
Well, one of the things I'm curious about, because Instagram is owned by Facebook, just like YouTube is owned by Google, do I get more juice from being on Instagram stories than Snapchat? And then, I know we don't know for sure, but would that be your guess?
Mm-hmm. Perhaps at some point, right now Instagram stories is not indexed by Google. And with Instagram stories, you can only access Instagram stories on your mobile device. Now that might change as Instagram, develops and they decide they might roll out a new update. Who knows? That could happen. But as of right now, Instagram stories and Snapchat, they're not indexed by Google. It's only done on your phone. But I think it will be interesting. You bring up a good point. Instagram is owned by Facebook. So I think the advertising opportunities, we're already seeing agents and brokers who are taking advantage of advertising within Instagram. And it'll be interesting to see if there at some point will be advertising opportunities within Instagram stories as well. And I would imagine at some point that's probably going to be an option.
So the question is, if my post on Pinterest stays up and these others go away in 24 hours, if I want to do a more traditional kind of thing about here are some of the kitchens that are representative of what's in this condominium building, or here's a new subdivision, here's some of the different home types there, that might go onto Pinterest more than onto Instagram stories or to Snapchat because of the 24 hours versus the more permanent. Would you suggest that?
Yeah, I also think that there's no harm in putting things in multiple places. For most our consumers, most of our clients, they are not on multiple platforms. So, for example, I might be connected with one client on Instagram, but I'm not connected to that same client a lot of times on Snapchat or Pinterest. A tip I would give any agent or broker who's listening, if they've got some sort of content, as an example, like you said, maybe they've got some great photos of a subdivision, I would think about where are all the different ways that you can take that one piece of content and repurpose it and put it on multiple platforms. So it might be that they create a Pinterest board of those 20 beautiful photos. It might be that they also create an Instagram story about it. They might also create a few Instagram posts that they post over the course of 2 or 3 weeks. They might also do a couple Facebook ads. They might do an album on their Facebook business page. And so it's not about taking that one thing and just blasting it everywhere. It's just thinking about, okay, I've got this one great thing, whether it's a listing or, beautiful new subdivision or whatever it might be. How can I take that and really make the most of it on the different platforms that I am active on, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a great tip, Katie. Now, let's go on to talk about Facebook Live. And Facebook Live is streaming. Could you elaborate exactly on what that is? Because some of our listeners may not understand exactly what it means to stream live on Facebook.
Live streaming is something that it's not necessarily a new concept, but it's definitely new to Facebook. And Facebook Live rolled out, earlier this year. And basically what that means is it allows anybody with a phone, with a smartphone, to be able to broadcast live on either their personal profile on Facebook or their business page. And by streaming live, basically what that means is with a push of a button, you are literally live to anyone who's following you on Facebook. And so what's exciting about that is, for years and years, Bernice, we've been talking about the value of creating video. And, agents and brokers, we've heard this for years at conferences. You've got to create video. You've got to create video. Well, there's a lot of apprehension with video, right? We don't like how we look. We don't like how we sound. We don't know how to do it. So then we don't do it. But there's something very different about live streaming. Yes, you're on camera, so you've got to kind of get over that part of it. But there's also something perfectly imperfect about live streaming. The fact that it's live and in the moment means that it doesn't have to be perfect. And so what we're seeing are agents and brokers who are thinking about, how can I do a live stream maybe once a week, maybe once a month, where they're creating content, and maybe they're showcasing an open house or they're showcasing their local community, and they're really providing some great value. Now, when you go live on Facebook, what happens is if anyone is on Facebook and they're scrolling through their news feed, they will see your video. And if they click on it, they can literally watch you in real time. They can comment and you can interact with them. And then once you're done broadcasting, that video stays on your Facebook page and people can then watch the replay and watch the video later. So I'll just give a quick example. You know, one of the agents who are in our Get Social Smart Academy, the way they've been using Facebook Live is for open houses. So when they have an open house, they will talk to their clients and they will ask permission to do a live open house an hour before the actual physical open house. And generally speaking, their clients love the idea because they're getting more exposure. So they'll come to the home about an hour early. They'll, fire up their phone. They'll push the Facebook app and they'll say something, as simple as, "Hey everybody, I'm here in Long Beach and I'm here at this beautiful home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek. Our open house starts in about an hour, but I want to give you guys a sneak peek. So let's go." And they've got their phone and they're walking through the house. "Check out the bathroom. Look at this sink. Isn't this awesome? And then, oh my gosh, let me show you guys the closets." And, they're just walking through the house. And what that does is it does two things. Number one, it makes the clients really happy. They're excited for the extra exposure. And the second thing it does is it helps that agent create really great content. They're there anyways, right? And so I always like to say, look at your life as content. When you're out and about and there's moments of opportunity to create a piece of content like that, embrace that. And so that goes on to their Facebook business page and other clients see that. And it's a great way to not just drive traffic to that open house, but to show that, hey, this, as an agent, they're doing something different. They're doing something new and innovative. And it's a great differentiator in the market. So it's super exciting. And I think it's a big, big opportunity for any agents and brokers right now.
Katie, one of the things I think we all struggle with is the notion of consistency. How can I go about being consistent about posting on social media? I'm not consistent and a lot of other people aren't. You got any tips for us?
One of the big things that can make a big difference is to have some sort of system or calendar. I'm a big believer in having either a content grid or an editorial calendar, and that can sound kind of intimidating. What I mean by that is it can be as simple as having maybe a Google spreadsheet or a notebook or a Google calendar. And what I found is most valuable is when you can start to think ahead, right? And you start to be consistent. So maybe Monday is going to be Monday market update. And you post a quick post on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever platform you're on about the market. And that's your Monday post. Maybe Tuesday's Tip Tuesday, where you're going to share a quick tip about the real estate market. Wednesday could be Wednesday Wisdom. Thursday could be Throwback Thursday. Friday could be Fun Friday. And you start to have a sense of the type of content you're going to post week in and week out. And when it becomes a habit, it just becomes a no-brainer, right? It becomes like answering your phone. It becomes like answering your email. It becomes just like any other part of your business. And that's, I think, one of the biggest keys to consistency, just thinking ahead. Thinking ahead. There's some great tools out there that will allow you to schedule some of your content. I certainly don't believe in setting it and forgetting it. I don't think you should schedule things weeks and weeks in advance or anything like that. But when you start to think ahead, there's certainly some tools where you could, plan ahead maybe a day or two and start to think beyond the now. Think beyond today. What am I going to post today? And start to think about, the next 5 to 7 days.
That's a great tip, Katie. So I could line up maybe my Fun Friday post, whatever that might be, ahead of time, because if I already have something in mind or if I have a real estate tip that I know I want to share, or there's a great article on MN News that I want to share, and that I could put that into something maybe next week in my tips, that would be another great resource.
Absolutely. And I would recommend too, if agents can take 5 or 10 minutes and just take out a notepad, take out a pen and just kind of brainstorm, think about what are things that you get asked all the time? What are things that people email you all the time? What are just simple things that you think, gosh, doesn't everybody know this? And it's those simple things that really make a great piece of quote unquote content. Who pays for closing costs? What should I do to get my house ready for the market? Should I put my house on the market because the holidays are coming up? Like all these things that we get asked, we think everybody knows this. Well, not everybody does know that. So those, you brainstorm a list of 10, 15, 20 topics, and now all of a sudden you've got 10, 15, 20 posts that could be posts to Facebook. They could be Instagram posts, and all of a sudden it doesn't become as daunting. I think just a few of those things can make a big difference.
I love this idea of doing a frequently asked questions, because if your clients are asking it, then that means other people have the same question. So, Katie, Facebook Live is an innovation over at Facebook. What's going on at YouTube? Are they jumping into this space, and how are these two tools different?
So we're seeing YouTube starting to roll out YouTube Live. That's kind of rolling out slowly to some users, and I would imagine in the next probably 6 to 12 months, it'll probably be available to just about everybody on YouTube. In general, we're seeing a big movement towards this whole idea of live streaming. So Facebook Live is probably the biggest player in that space right now. I still think there's a lot of opportunity with YouTube. You know, the way YouTube exists right now is you take video that you've created either with your smartphone or professionally edited video and you upload it into YouTube. There's still a lot of benefit to YouTube. You know, YouTube is owned by Google. And so for any, you know, SEO or search capabilities, there's a lot of benefit to having content on YouTube. You know, we're seeing a lot of agents who, if they're doing any kind of video, whether it's professional video or, you know, video just with their phone, one tip I will give is it's definitely important to put that kind of video up on YouTube. Make sure you've got a good title. Make sure you've, you know, put a description in there, put some sort of call to action of where people can find you on, you know, put your email or your website in there. But also, I would take that video and not just upload it to YouTube, but I would also make sure you're uploading it directly into Facebook. You're going to get more traffic from Facebook and also from YouTube when you can upload directly to both of those platforms. And plus with Facebook, you can do Facebook advertising on videos, which we're seeing a lot of great results from the agents and brokers who are doing that also.
Now, you have some really excellent tools that can help people with Facebook ads. That's a whole other topic, which is, you know, a little bit complex, but it's a great opportunity. I'm hearing people are getting really good returns on their money over there as opposed to some of the other kinds of print marketing that they may have done in the past. So one big takeaway that you have for our listeners today, Katie.
So I think the big takeaway is something I said earlier. It's really, you know, look at your life as content. You know, as you're out and about, as you're at an open house or you're, you know, at a local concert or you're, you know, whatever it might be, look for areas of opportunity where you can snap a quick photo or do a Snapchat or whatever it might be. You know, I think a lot of times we think, well, who cares? You know, does anyone really care about, you know, my life or whatever I'm doing? And honestly, there are definitely those moments of opportunity. We're just moving in this direction when it comes to social media where people want to work with people they can relate to. And we don't relate to people who only talk about business. So if the only thing that you're sharing on Facebook is all of your listings or, you know, just business-related things, you know, people don't necessarily, they're not going to necessarily relate to the whole you, you know. And I just, as on a personal level, you know, I share photos of my two boys all the time. I share photos of some of my favorite glasses of wine and you know, travels. And I have to say, I get so much business, not only because I share some great things business related, but I share who I am personally. And when I look at the members of our academy that are getting 70 to 80% of their business from social media, honestly, the number one thing they're doing, Bernice, is they're balancing the personal and the professional as a way to showcase their life and what it feels like to work with them. So that would probably be the biggest takeaway that I would give to anybody listening today.
Katie, that's huge, you know, because in the past we've wanted to put it out there that we're perfect, and now it's authentic who you are, share who you are both business-wise and personally, because connection happens through that, through who you are as a person, not just what you do for your business. Katie, this has been what a fantastic interview. Thank you so much for being with us today. So we've been visiting with Katie Lance. She is the CEO of Katie Lance Consulting. You can reach her at katie@katielance.com. Also, check out her Get Social Smart Academy. If you want to know about how to really take advantage of the social media in detail and get the step-by-step in writing, this is a place that you absolutely need to go. Katie, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for MN Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit MN.com. Make it a great day.